Yo, 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 what up? All the way live from 919. It's Fonte, Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people, nappyafro.com.
Nappyafro.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a free sky's the limit. How's everybody doing tonight? A nigga never been as broke as me. I like that. When I was young, I had 2 pair of leaves. Besides that, the pinstripes and the gray. The one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While niggas flirt, I'm sewing tigers on my shirt and alligators. You wanna see the inside? Huh? I see you later. Here come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the fake. Wow, why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place. Play your position. Here come my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket. Rob him while his friends watch it. And hoes clock it. Here comes respect. His crew's your crew, or they might be next. Look at that man, big man, they never try. So we roll with them, stole with them. I mean loyalty. Niggas bought me milks at lunch. The milks with chocolate, the cookies, butter crunch. 88, eyes cash and blue and white dust. 88, eyes cash and blue and white dust. And live the free, sky's the limit. 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 My crew is lame. I had enough heart for most of them. Long as I got stuff for most of them soft. Even when I was wrong, I got my point across. They depicted me the boss. Of course, my orange box cut and make the world go round. Plus some f***ing niggas ain't my homegirls now. Start stacking, dabbled in crack, gun packing. Nickname Medina made the scenes, tote my ninas. From gym class to in glass, pass off for global. The only nigga with a mobile. Can't you see like total? Getting larger and wasting taste. Ain't no telling where this felon is heading. Just in case, keep a shell at the tip of your melon. Clear the space, your brain was a terrible thing to waste. 88 on gates, snatching issue nameplates. Smoking splits with niggas, real life begin to kill us. Praying God forgive us for being sinners. Begin to kill us, praying God forgive us for being sinners. And live the free, sky's the limit. 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 After realizing to master enterprise and I ain't have to be in school by 10, I then began to encounter with my counterpart to how to burn the block apart. Break it down into sections, drugs by these selections. Some use pipes, others use injections. Syringe sold separately, Frank the deputy. Quick to grab my Smith & Wesson like my was missing. To protect my position, my corner, my layer. While we out here, say the hustler's prayer. If the game shakes me or breaks me, I hope it makes me a better man. Take a better stand, put money in my mom's hand. Get my daughter this college plan, so she don't need no man. Stay far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live the free, sky's the limit. And live the free, sky's the limit. Far from timid, only make moves when your heart's in it. And live the free, sky's the limit.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast on the illest website on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 106. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Risenberg, and I'm sitting in with the whole crew, man. We got King Germ here. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, man, what's going on? It's your boy, King Germ, in the building, episode 106. No AKAs this week, man. I'm here.
We also have the homie GQ Blue. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, GQ Blue, a.k.a. Farrakhan Guevara, a.k.a. Bill DeBluzio, the mayor of Blue York.
And along with those two miraculous people on the Frocast, we have B-Easy in the house. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's up, man? B-Easy, a.k.a. Francis M.H.
You may wonder why the hell we have B-Easy on the Frocast. And other than the fact that he's the owner, we're talking about Biggie this week, man. We're not going to talk about sports. You know, King Germ ran up in the spot with a shotgun and said, yo, I don't want to hear no shit about sports this week. I don't want to hear nothing else. It's got to be about Biggie. So we're doing Biggie this week. Pause. This episode is about Biggie. Had to fix that real quick. You know what I'm saying? Be easy. I need to hear from you because we tried to talk about this before offline. I want to hear from you directly. And we're going to put you right on the spot. Where does Biggie rank in the lineage of hip hop? Is he the best rapper alive or not? Tell me now. Well, he was alive.
Well, until I want to say Jay-Z's third album came out, Biggie was my number one. But the only reason he's not my number one, even number two, the only reason he's not number one because just the lack of content. It's not his fault, but it's the lack of content. You know what I'm saying? If he had more albums, he may be the greatest. That's why when I do argue about Tupac and Biggie, if you say Tupac had more songs, you do have a point. But, you know, Biggie still is better lyrics.
Oh, they good songs.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much where the argument ends for me. But Tupac put out more content. He also threw away more content.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to get into a Biggie Tupac thing right now.
Of course not, because... No, we can't do that. We refuse to be one of those sites. We're already a Tupac site, so it's only right that we do a Biggie episode of the Frocast.
So yeah. Real quick, Easy, you said he's not even your number two. Who's your number two if Jay-Z number one?
Oh, no. He's my number two. He's number two. Biggie my number two. I always thought that too, though. I never really thought about who my number three, which is sad. But yeah, Jay-Z number one, easily. I mean, by least about. Oh, Nas is number three.
Nas is number three. I'm gonna go right to King Germ on that one. Germ, where do you rank Biggie? We got Nas after Biggie.
Biggie's number one.
Ooh.
Over everybody. Now you over Waka Flocka Flame?
I feel bad that everybody think that's a dichotomy in my existence is like Waka Flocka. And you know, I really don't listen to Waka unless I'm getting high and playing Madden. That's the only time I listen to Waka. I will never listen to Waka no other time. And kids, this is not an endorsement to go out and smoke weed, only if you're in Colorado or Washington. But anyway,
you got Biggie over Lil Wayne.
Yes.
Over prime of his career, Lil Wayne.
Yes. Cause Lil Wayne was just spitting. He was giving you bars. Like that's all Lil Wayne. He wasn't giving you a complete song. Like I can't name too many Lil Wayne complete songs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Cause he wanders. Lil Wayne is a rapper and that's what he does, but he's not he doesn't give you a complete, you know, so he give you a whole bunch of, you know, not like Lloyd Banks. Lloyd Banks just give you punchlines. Lil Wayne just give you bars. And it's like Sean Price. They just give you bars. I can't listen to Sean Price all day because it's just bars. And you know, that shit, like, sometimes that shit beat you down. And you know, you don't want to hear that shit. But anyway, get back to Biggie. Biggie gave you like a complete story. It was like, just like this whole song, it had like a purpose. Like, he ain't make a song just bullshitting out there. You know, I don't think he had no throwaways besides Party and Bullshit. You know what I'm saying? The only throwaway song big.
He also has reoccurring characters that people don't even realize. Like, he may mention a nigga in this song, and then four songs later, he's going to bring it back up. You're like, well, hold up, what? Dark Skin Jermaine is back again?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, you know, Two Texts is back?
Hey, when Pac did that too, that nigga Kato was in every Pac song.
Oh my god, nigga.
Hey, okay. Can anybody fact check with me to find out if the Kato is the same nigga as the DMX song?
No, Kato was not.
Hey, yo, Kato! Hey, I was like, Kato, man. Hey, Kato be moving.
That nigga Kato real suspect, man. Goddamn, man. Well, oh, shit. GQ, where do you rate Biggie, Doc?
So real quick, I'm interested because if this pulls through, it's kind of interesting. So, Jerem, who is your top three?
Ooh. Man, I'm going to have to go with a big number one. Three number two.
Wow. Don't check.
Wait, who number two?
Yeah, don't check audio people. That was Jay-Z number two.
Appreciate it. Sorry, Quick Choir. Jay Hover.
No song right there. There's no song right there. Jay Hover.
And let's see, number three.
It's not Nas. I know it's not Nas.
Nas not in my top. He probably in my not. He barely makes my top 10, probably.
I know it's not Rakim.
You know what, though?
Rakim not in my top 20.
I will say this though. As much as I think Big is better than Wayne, but Wayne does have, he has an argument now of being the best rapper of all time. Not saying he is, but he has an argument.
I don't think so, man. Really? His fall off was hard. Like it wasn't like a steady decline. It was like a fucking canyon. That motherfucker fell. Like, you know, so that's where it just.
Yeah, but Biggie never got a chance to fall off. And I think
motherfucking Gale Sayers, who's Jim Brown stopped playing football after 9 years, and you can only put out with the body of work I got out there. That's the only way you can judge me. And I mean, that's all we can judge Biggie by is what he put out. And the shit is fucking fire.
So the reason I even asked that question, because for all his purposes, we are some Negroes on this call and on this web, you know, on Frocast. And for the fact that Easy put out 3 New York cats as his top 3, John, you put out 2, and my top 2 is also Big and Jay-Z. I just thought that was interesting. We all Southern cats, and we all put New York cats as our top 2.
So I thought
that was interesting.
Who's your 3, Blue?
That 3 is hard, because I feel like if we talk about personal favorites, the third one is Cameron.
Whoa.
That's just my nigga Blue. See, that's how I didn't want to say that. Whoa. I was just like, yo, man, I got Cam in my top 5.
I didn't say best. We're talking about my favorite. This is my personal.
Yeah. I get you. I mean, I think, but am I weird to say that probably in our top 5, Andre is somewhere in there?
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes I think we get Andre a little too much credit. Cause you know he don't give us work, but the shit he have put out. Cause sometimes he get on the track and just be bullshitting. I ain't gonna lie, but it should sound good. We give Andre a pass. We be like, oh, that's Andre spitting. That nigga like some. Go ahead.
No. I was gonna say, now what's the over under that Rakim is song number 1?
I mean, I've only said it on at least the previous 105 episodes of the Frocast. If I was gonna say a top 3. We talked about this offline a little bit earlier. Rakim would be up there. Biggie would be up there. I did mention Jay-Z, but Jay-Z would have to be up there. And I can't argue with people putting Eminem up there. So all of them motherfuckers could be 1. I could argue with them. I like Rakim and Biggie probably 1A, 1B. Just depending on the day and what the fuck I listen to. Jay-Z's right there. Eminem's right there. I do think all y'all niggas giving Andre a little bit too much credit. But that's neither here nor there.
I'm surprised Sol Ray has Eminem in his top, you know, possibly number 1. Possibly.
Eminem's not even in my top 15.
Ooh, shit.
You got 14, you got 15 other rappers over Eminem.
Yes.
That's
I got you. He may be 8 on mine. Because, you know, my thing about, I say this all the time, if Jay-Z and Eminem was in the room and they passed lyrics, like, here's my lyric, here's your lyric. Some of this shit that Jay-Z would say, we would be like, that shit's gay and it's stupid. You get what I'm saying? But everything that, but the M said Jay-Z lyrics, that shit still be hot. You get what I'm saying? But anyway, let's get off that. We on Biggie today, though.
Real talk, and I hate to bring up a contrived point, but real talk, if Eminem was a black rapper, he wouldn't sell.
No, he wouldn't. Then again, you know what, though?
He'd be cannabis. If he was black, he'd be cannabis.
And no, he'd be Chino XL. Bringing it back to Biggie, though. Then again, Biggie says some outlandish shit, too, though. Dead Wrong is a great example. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Rock, though.
That nigga Biggie said that his boy kidnapped kids, fuck him in the ass, throw him over the bridge. And we let that ride out.
And he said, your girl's so fine, I suck on your daddy's dick. Okay.
We let that ride out.
That's a Richard Pryor line, but I get you. What about fucking underage chick? You know what I'm saying? Young, fresh, and green, with no hair between, know what I mean? That nigga's had some shit now.
We let it ride out. We let that shit ride out. But I think every rapper that you name at the top has that thing that won't work for another motherfucker. Tupac run around with his shirt off and tattoos on his stomach before that shit was cool, and that shit wouldn't ride out for Jay-Z or Biggie. Biggie's eye was way the fuck off somewhere else. That shit wouldn't ride out for nobody.
Hold on, that's appearance. That doesn't really matter. That's appearance. Like, who? It doesn't really matter. Lyrics, though. You know what I'm saying? Like Big can get away with certain things, too. But I did have a point, though. This
you sound like a fucking backpacker when you just said appearance doesn't matter. No, I mean, no,
that's why I didn't say shit. That's why I didn't say shit.
I mean, come on. So magazine covers, like, you.
I don't like Big because of the way he looks, though.
Of course not. But all I'm saying is that
the girls like do, though.
Said, yeah, just like he said that. You said that the shit that Eminem say might sound gay. That's kind of his thing, is to say outlandish shit.
But
sometimes the outlandish shit don't even make sense. It should be like, you know, like a post Eminem show, man. Eminem is just, he's just out there just, you know, rambling, man. Just I don't know, man. Y'all can have that guy, man. You can have him, man.
There's no way y'all gonna sit up here and say this shit about Eminem when you got Cam'ron in your top five with his pink wearing that.
Oh, so that's the worst thing. That's the worst thing you can say about him. Great.
No, that's not the worst thing.
Is he wore pink?
No, that's not the worst thing. I'm just saying he made top five.
I noticed you didn't say nothing about his rhymes because you know they flame. I understand.
Exactly.
Hold up. The equivalent of Cam'ron in the NBA is Carmelo Anthony. Someday he's gonna give you 60. Someday he's gonna give you 12.
He's still an all-star. Still an all-star.
The people vote for that. The people vote for that shit. That don't matter.
He lead the league in scoring. I mean, what you mean? Like, what you mean?
Cam'ron got platinum album, so I'm counting that as a ring. Cam'ron got no ring. We gotta find somebody else with at least one ring.
Exactly,
MC Hammer has the highest selling world hip hop album of all time. That don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying?
He still got a place in history.
People act like Hammer never happened. They know all the lyrics, but Hammer never happened. He wasn't no rapper. Who the fuck you know every song for?
But
to bring it back on Biggie, though. To bring it back on Biggie. So we're talking about the man. As far as GQ Blue, Biggie is the reason I even listen to rap. I think I heard One More Chance when I was 8 years old, 8 or 9. Before that, I didn't like rap. When I heard that was my shit.
The original or the remix?
The remix.
The remix. You know what the remix. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, one day I was listening to the original, my mama came in there and she said, "What the hell are you listening to?" I was like, "Oh, this is Notorious B." She was like, "Let me see it." And she took the damn CD away.
Damn!
I mean, look, the rhythm of the One More Chance, he goes in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Make your kidney shift.
Jerm, what are you doing to the microphone, nigga?
That's not me. I had my thing on mute.
Hey, but look, though, I do have a thing to bring up about Biggie, though. I was talking to Jerm about it earlier. So, I have a theory about Biggie of something that could happen. Now, speaking of the One More Chance video, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. At the end of One More Chance video, the person you see, the last image you see is Biggie and the Brat. Right? Mm-hmm. And it takes off is Biggie and the Brat. Also, they made a song called B-Side. You know what I'm saying? There was a B-Side to Big Papa remix. If you want to get technical about it. What do you think? Could you think if instead of Lil' Kim, Biggie would have made the Brat part of the Mafia, could that have worked?
Yeah, I think
it could have.
Go ahead.
Unless I think it could have worked, but I think the Brat wasn't as big as she was.
Yeah, but one thing I told you, one thing Jermaine brought up was the Brat could actually rap better than Kim. You know what I'm saying? Like Biggie could say, "Hey, write these verses and I meet you at 2 instead of Lil' Kim come back at 2, I got verses for you." You get what I'm saying? No disrespect to Kim.
But Kim didn't blow up because of Bar, she blew up because of sex appeal. She blew up because of that damn poster.
True enough, but I remember on Hardcore, you saw her grasping for more Biggie lines because she knew the well was running out. She's still doing Biggie lines to this day. And I know it's a tribute. I know something that Jay-Z do. I know something that rappers do. But I always thought technically, and just the technical aspect of it, Brat was a better rapper who wrote her own rhymes.
I'm not saying she's not a better rapper. And I think she would have been a good fit in Junior Mafia, but I'm saying her career would have flamed out with Junior Mafia. Kim, because of sex appeal, got to go past Junior Mafia. So I'm saying Brat would have died off with Junior Mafia. You know, she would have had good songs and she would have had hits.
Do you think that, I was thinking that this worked before in modern day history, because I know some people say it couldn't work because she's from Chicago, but it worked for Wayne and Nicki Minaj. You know what I'm saying? Wayne from New Orleans, Nicki Minaj from Queens, and it worked. There's no problem. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, well, you know, it can't happen. I don't know. I just think the way Lil' Kim turns out, it felt as if that Biggie was really more the batter in her back. Yeah, she had hits later on, but it never was hardcore again. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, Biggie was helping with that city when he died, but when he died, she was running on fumes. Yeah, she had what's the one that they gave Five Mice to? That's a bullshit ass album. Was it Naked Truth?
Naked Truth.
That album sucked to get Five Mice.
I still think that album dope.
That was giving New York props. That's all that was. If that would have came from any other place, that wouldn't have got Five Mice.
I mean, the Kanye song Came Back for You. That shit hard. The rest of that shit though. Hell no.
Somebody got an Allen wrench?
Nah, I think that's B-Eazy probably got on the headset.
My bad. Is it too bad? Is it better now?
Yeah, it just creak a little bit when you move. But keep talking, you good.
But yeah, I don't know. I just think that's an interesting thing about Biggie, you know, Biggie and the Brat. Because they were really close, supposedly. Every time I read something about them, I always read about how close they were. You get what I'm saying? And Jermaine brought out that Lil' Kim and Big have one song together officially. That's another. The rest of it, Junior Mafia stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hopefully. Go ahead, it's all right.
I was just going to say, I think that that's a good point. Now, I'm biased, so you know I'm already going to be like Team Brat. I think that one of her biggest mistakes was hooking up with Jermaine Dupri, but that'd be something for a whole nother show. I think Biggie could have made her dope. I think if Biggie would have attached himself more to Foxy Brown or any of them motherfuckers, that had more lyrical ability, it would have been dope. I was never sold on Kim as a rapper per se, even though I think that Naked Truth is a dope album. I still just always knew, I always suspected it was Biggie anyway. So it was like giving her props the same way people give Eazy-E props. We know who else is writing the shit. Good job reciting it. Because even if you try and recite Biggie's rhymes now, if you don't have a song, you're going to sound like an asshole. Yeah. That shit is not easy to just sit down and spit. So I give her props for that, but yeah, I think you could put the Brat there, you could put Foxy Brown there, you could put fucking Remy Ma there, and the shit would be dope with anybody else. that's no diss to Remy Ma, Papoose. I don't want no trouble.
Yeah, he got a tattoo of her now, so you know he fighting now.
Shit. Yeah, I don't want those problems.
You can probably take Papoose, dog. You've been in the gym for like 2 years now, so right.
I don't think that would matter. It's still Papoose. I think that my niece could take Papoose. But I don't want those problems. I'm just saying.
Hey, I German quiet, because German fought with Papoose literally. Like, he really liked Papoose.
So is Papoose number six?
Yeah. German?
On the list. Papoose is nowhere. What? I do not like Papoose, man.
You said he's a leather ball cap legend.
I said he's the lord of the leather fitted. That's all I said.
hey, also shout out to that Nappy Ever staff member who emailed me talking about, can we do Biggie next for the discography? I was like, what? I think he was trolling me, right?
He gotta be, because DM. Like, yeah. Okay,
we just did it. Life after death. That's it.
We just did it. Yay. It's done. Yeah. So
which one do you think is better between Life After Death and Ready to Die, fellas?
I gotta go with Ready to Die.
Ready to Die.
Yeah, I think that he should have split Life After Death into it. That should have been his third album. Germ says before he could have cut some of that shit down and had one really good classic flawless album.
No, I think Pac should have did it. Not Biggie. Life After Death is better than Ready to Die. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Really?
Yes, it is.
I mean both of them have a good story. The narrative on both of them are really good. Like, that's the one thing we could get. The narrative on both albums are really, really good. You can follow everything.
But I don't think Life After Death is better, but I'm not mad at you said. I really can't argue that, because I mean, I like Ready to Die better than Life After Death, but you saying it's better, I'm not. It's hard to argue that, because it is a great album. I'm trying to think of all my songs on there.
Shit. Yeah, we missed most of what you said there, sir. Yes.
Name of the song. Can name of the song? We can't hear him. Ooh,
wait, what you gonna say?
Hey, Did y'all say did y'all, well, I know Blue did, because I know Blue can do it because he's 15 years old, but did the rest of y'all do the midnight sale, the midnight release?
Fuck yeah, nigga.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was like fucking 3 or 4. I don't know. What are you talking
about? It was so bad that we had 2 midnight sales. And we went to one, and it was sold out. And we had to go to another. And greatly, they had, or whatever the word is, they had some.
How many copies did y'all buy of each of these albums?
I bought Life After Death twice. I bought Red Dot 5 times.
Yeah, I'm right there. That's like the exact same thing for me.
I bought Ready to Die twice. And I bought Life to Death 3 times.
Good God.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm the opposite of you, Easy. I bought Ready to Die 5 times and Life to Death twice.
I think I probably stole 2 or 3 Ready to Dies and 2, 3 Life After Deaths. God, I know I got a Columbia House one. I got Columbia House, both of them. Matter of fact, and I didn't pay for that shit, so...
Hey, Jerk, can you explain to us what Columbia House is for
Columbia House used to be... They used to send you these motherfucking little catalogs in the mail, so I hear. And it was like a CD warehouse where you could get, like, 10 CDs for, like, $2.49, but the catch was they signed... Yeah, a penny or something like that. But with shipping, it was, like, $2 and something. Some weird shit like that. But yeah, they tell you 10 CDs for a penny. So they have all these lists of CDs and you go through and pick. But then the catch was they'll sign you up for some CD club and they'll send you like a CD every month and charge you some weird deal. But, you know, it was ways you could beat it. You know, they couldn't prove it was, you know. Anyway, so I had a membership. I was a kid. I'm not paying for this shit. I said I'm getting these Biggie CDs off this shit and got them. So, you know, yeah.
Go ahead, Easy.
No, I was just saying Columbia House ruined a generation's credit. Go ahead, though.
That shit, not only that, it ruined a lot of this shit for these artists. A lot of you artists that's running around with platinum plaques can thank Columbia House.
They sold plenty of albums. But nah, when we were talking before I auto-tuned out, I was saying what Jerome said, Light of the Devil was better. I was like, man, it's kind of hard to say it's not because, you know, you had Kick in the Door, you had F.U. Tonight, you had Notorious Thugs, you had Hypnotize, you had 10 Crack Commandments. You know, Sky's the Limb. You had a lot of good stuff.
I actually hate Notorious Thugs.
How do you hate Notorious Thugs?
I love Biggie's verse on there.
I cut it off after that. I don't listen to when Biggie get through rapping. I cut the song off. I hate Biggie. I hate Bone.
Has the best verse on that. Biggie has.
Say it again, Easy.
Oh no, I can't hear. And I was saying Biggie Bone, you can argue that Biggie Bone may have a better verse than that.
I would never know
Biggie?
I think Biggie verse is better, but I can see how Biggie is going in.
Stop, man. You're losing your credibility as a hip hop purist with the audience right now by saying
Hey Jern, okay, first of all, side note. It's this game called Quiz Up on Android and iPhone, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a quiz game. What you do is you play it, mm-hmm. and you can choose from 100 different categories, and you play it. Millions of people, 5 million people play this game, right?
Damn, somebody about to get paid.
No. Who's the number one player in Georgia? Young Barry White is the number one player in Georgia.
You know that nigga?
By far. It's me, nigga. God damn it.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just saying, I'm the number one hip hop trivia person in Georgia on Quiz Up. Jern joined, I beat his ass.
Yeah,
nigga. First off, I won the
first one. I dropped perfect on you. Perfect score.
It was 160 to like 158. Like, come on, man. Come on, dog.
Give a shit. I dunked on you, nigga.
Come on, man.
What kind of questions are they asking?
Oh, what is Kid Ink's real name? How many albums did Biggie sell for his lifetime? Was 17 million. stuff like that. It goes from hard to easy. Some is like, what rapper's on Gin and Juice? They're gonna be like the first question. And towards the end, they'll be like, you know, Eminem Encore was called the hits. You know, they give you like stuff like that. But it's free. It's cool. It's a lot of attractive women on the game.
What is Kid Ink's real name?
David Collins, I think.
Why do you know that?
Because it is David Collins. Yeah.
But why do you know that?
But I saw he did an interview for Billboard like a few years ago, and I remember him saying that.
This nigga easy read.
Why do you memorize random Billboard interviews though?
It's just in my head, but ask me to file my taxes on time. It's not gonna happen.
So you bring all of that up just to say that really adds to your opinion of Busy Bone having the best verse on Notorious Thugs.
I'm just the number one player on Quiz Up in hip hop. I'm just saying that's not me though. In Georgia, I didn't say I was. The Quiz Up said I was. So my thing, I hold weight. Busy Bone is not bad.
So Quiz Up got weight. That's you made it if you got number one score in Georgia off Quiz Up.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm also 15 in the country. I'm just saying. I'm 37 in the world. I'm just saying. Out of a million. Germans ranked 400,276 in the world. So they're just giving you the weight on.
Oh, and I just started playing. Oh, I just started playing this week. Come on. Stop it.
I just started playing Sunday, nigga.
Hey, obviously, you've been playing a lot. No, you need to start playing Sunday. I don't believe that shit, man.
I did. You can see it, man.
Nah, there's no way possible, man.
Started playing Sunday, and you're number one in Georgia and number 15 in the nation.
Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, he's paying somebody off. Somebody's definitely getting their pockets greased.
No way. No way you play. It's like over 100 games.
Either
like,
that or
man.
That nigga done passed out his login.
This is the most random Biggie tribute episode of any hip hop show ever.
But it's all because he tried to put up some props to say Busy Bone had the dopest verse on the song that we both hate. That's all.
Yes. No, we don't both hate the song.
Well, yeah,
I think Biggie. That's one of Biggie's dopest verses, and we're about to get into that. Like,
I give you that. But the bone,
and then let me tell you another thing about that song. When that was like that, that's another song in the Biggie Tupac feud. When Tupac did a song with Bone, he slowed the beat down and rapped on the song. When Biggie did a song with Bone, he said, "Okay, we gonna rap on something y'all niggas can rap to." And Biggie flipped his flow and showed y'all niggas like, "Look, I can do that fast shit too," and made it dope. And that's what made me like Pac and Biggie. That's one song I use it. I mean, one, you know, if you want to compare, because I said when they both did a song.
So for those of you that didn't hear that, because we got Skype is
not parking it, you know, Park is not. Oh man, that was choppy.
Yeah, it was choppy. But basically, what he was saying was that when they talk about the comparison head to head, you're saying that that's the song that you point to is that Biggie was able to rap fast on that shit, and Pac had to change up the tempo, right? Fucking Skype. Y'all there? Apparently Skype hates us. Tupac is in the Skype lines. So
the hologram.
The hologram is in the Skype lines fucking with us.
Peabody has with the Ouija board.
Hey, what is y'all, if y'all had one Biggie song to like give, like tell somebody this to, if like, I always say, if you had like one Biggie song, they'd be like, "Hey, listen to this song, this will tell you how good this guy is." What song would it be? You can pick two.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, GQ.
Okay, so I know I'm supposed to be highlighting Biggie, but to me, I have to get this one song because to me, I think it's the dopest duet in all of hip-hop, which is the duet with him and Method Man. Like, that chemistry is so off the chain on that song. To me, that's the dopest duet song of all time in hip-hop.
What's funny about the Method Man thing is, during that whole time, the rest of Wu-Tang didn't fuck with Biggie. You know what I'm saying? They dissed him on Raekwon and shit.
Exactly, but that song is still one of the dopest songs of all time. So I would say that to show that B.E. can work with somebody. And by himself, I'd probably either go Kick in the Door or Unbelievable.
Woo! Hey, my nigga Blue. My boy Blue.
My boy Blue. Is that the same song you pick?
No, I pick Kick in the Door. Kick in the Door. Okay, I'm going to say something that's an opinion, but it's fact. Kick in the Door is Biggie's best song. Okay? Listen, no matter what anybody else says, Kick in the Door is hands down Biggie's best song. Period. End of session. End of session. The second song is Everyday Struggle. Because, I, like I said, it's been on my wake up playlist for the past 8 years. Yeah.
If Kick in the Door is not one of our two songs that we picked, do we get fired from nappyafro.com?
I mean, I don't want to say that, but I want to say that. You get what I'm saying? Like, I want to say it without saying it. So, yeah. I'm going to say, yeah. I don't fire niggas. I just stop paying.
Shit. We're going to go ahead and let Germ answer next then. What's your two songs, nigga?
It's probably going to be I Got a Story to Tell and Warning.
That's legit.
He just got fired.
Warning to me is like that song right there, man. Biggie killed that shit, and I don't know the way he went at that song, man. Hey, Biggie was on that one, man. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Warning, and I Got a Story to Tell, man.
I'd probably go with Warning and Suicidal Thoughts.
Ooh,
you know what? That was like good.
Suicidal Thoughts of that motherfucker. I listened to it extra loud in the car for no reason.
He break your speakers too when the heartbeat when he died at the end too.
yeah, that man had to skip at that part.
Well, I will say one thing that we overlooked by Biggie is the rhyming to itself shit. You get what I'm saying? Because how many of y'all niggas, when y'all first heard Give Me the Loop, how many of y'all niggas thought, man, who the other nigga? That other nigga going in too. You get what I'm saying? Like, when I first heard Give Me the Loop, I thought it was another nigga rapping with him. Like a year later, somebody's like, man, that's Biggie, man. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. His like you said before, his characters and the way he flips shit, you just like, wow, this nigga was really doing some shit. He was really doing some shit. And that's why when people had that conversation, who do you like better, Biggie or Pac? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Stop it. Stop it.
God damn.
Conversation over.
Shut the fuck up. I mean, real talk, since we got two of the Fro Horsemen on here, Pac works kind of best like a manager type. Like, I don't need Pac to wrestle. I don't need Pac to rap. I don't really care about the albums. Just give me Pac's interviews and 10 Thug Life. I don't really need a Pac album. I could go my life without Pac music and not be sad. I mean, I love what he talked about with the culture, but I don't need a Pac record. I don't.
You know, Pac is actually like the hip-hop version of Marilyn Monroe. No disrespect. What I mean is Marilyn Monroe is iconic. But nobody's saying, y'all, let's watch all these Marilyn Monroe albums. I mean, watch all these Marilyn Monroe movies. Just a cheap sticker. You know what I'm saying? But, you know. I mean, I just thought like it. I didn't start liking Pac until it was a while. I didn't like with All Eyes on Me drop. I didn't fuck with Pac. I think Machiavelli when I started fucking with Pac. Because I blamed Pac for like years on Biggie's death.
Like you think he helped orchestrate that shit?
No, I think that he knew who shot him. Everybody who was in that situation knew who shot him. He just didn't want to fuck with them niggas who shot him. You know what I'm saying?
Pop was dead when Biggie shot him.
What I mean was is when Pop got shot, Pop knew who shot him. You know what I'm saying? He didn't fuck with those niggas anymore, so he put it on Big. You know what I'm saying? Because Big shooting Pac had, Big had nothing against him shooting Pac. You know what I'm saying? So, and we all knew that, but you know, the whole thing about Pac that he's not a bully, Pac was a bully. So you think about it.
He banged him up, how's he not a bully?
Look, man, Pac was beating up on Big, and we just let that shit go. And we just let that shit go like everything was straight. Like, as a Biggie fan, it was hard to see this shit. Like, damn. It's like, Pop would just put a line in, like, he'd do something like West, well, he'd do a song like Megan Mo Wanted, and just say to my back, but for no fucking reason. Just one line, and he done. He could throw it in there for no reason.
Because people always think it's cool to pick on the fat niggas.
Yeah.
that's all it is. Yeah, he's a fat nigga. He'll be all right. It's big. Ain't nobody So that kind of brings up the next topic is, why is it that we only talk about Biggie and his legacy either on his birthday or around March 9th? We talk about Tupac all the time. Everybody, they still do interviews. Motherfucking Arsenio Hall had Jada Pinkett Smith on his goddamn show and brought up Tupac.
Yeah.
Well, I think you know, we tried to talk about this before, the dichotomy between Pac and Big.
Dichotomy.
Big, in terms of music, Big is more important to the music aspect of hip hop than Pac is. Like I said, I don't need a Pac record. I can go my entire life in my life and not hear a Pac record. I can go my entire life without here, rest of my life without here. Brendan's Got a Baby, Hit Him Up, California. Do we always slam this on this episode? California Love is one of the most annoying songs of all time to me.
Thank you. Hate that song too.
I had to remake that.
I hate that shit. But in terms of like Be Easy said, made a great point. Pac is an icon to the culture. You know, like I said, I love his interviews. I love, you know, him expressing himself and, you know, articulating, you know, the plight of the black male, especially the young black male, you know, thug life. I appreciate all that shit. That shit, you know, is important. And, you know, he said it better than most anybody could then and now. So as far as Pac is for, you know, the culture, he's huge. He's important. We can never deny his place in hip-hop or his importance. But in terms of just an artist, Pac ain't in my top 20 as an artist.
God damn.
But when you say he's important to the culture, we don't have to bring this shit back to Biggie. When we say he's important to the culture, we talk about the stuff that he said and what he meant. His message by the people that love Pac was totally missed. Like, they'd be like, you know, Pac was talking about uplifting the people, and then they go shoot a nigga right around the corner.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like, was he really important for the culture, or was he just an important look to niggas that want to look like they're doing more than beating the fuck out of people?
Well, you can't, you know, take, you know, somebody misinterpreted somebody's message and then put it on them, you know, like Jay-Z said, you know, I sold drugs, so y'all wouldn't have to go through that, you know what I'm saying? So if all you got of Jay-Z was go sell drugs, you missed the point. Same thing with Pac. If all you got was, you know, Hit Him Up, Thug Life, you missed the part of him saying, look, you know, as African-Americans, we have a right to rebel and to be angry and not be complacent, you know. If you didn't get that part, that's your fault.
Yeah, but if you carrying it around, in other words, if you say, if we know that Pac was talking about uplifting black people, and if you do everything to disparage black people and say, yeah, Tupac, aren't you kind of misappropriating the message? In other words, yeah. Aren't you making his message seem bigger because you're spreading the litany of Pac, but you're doing it the wrong fucking way? So what we're getting is, this is what Pac is supposed to be about, but this is what you're really doing. So his idolatry and where we're putting him is not really the same as to what's out there as the work.
Put it like this. Yes, people misappropriate it, and you have people who rep Pac and say he's important who do a bad job representing Pac's message, but I don't think that takes away from the validity of Pac's message, if that makes sense. Just because you mess it up doesn't mean it's not valid.
No, what you're saying could definitely be valid. I guess I just feel like I think we overstate Pac's importance a little bit. Put it that way. I think that we kind of like the way, I've said this a lot about NWA. I feel like NWA is kind of the reason that hip hop went left. They had a message, they had an idea the way they did shit, and it got skewed so far left that now we still gangbanging. We still shoot niggas, and we still talking about cops beating people ass, but what we're not showing is that I was riding dirty with 3 kilos of cocaine in the car with my dope man Nikes and my, you know, my driver's license was suspended. Like, you did other shit. It's not about the message anymore. You just carrying the shit because it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of niggas is out here walking around with AKs in their hand shouting Pac when Pac wasn't carrying AKs. You know what I'm saying? It was a message behind that AK. And I feel like we're kind of doing that, and I don't know why we don't do that for Biggie. Maybe because Biggie wasn't about making this big movement, but as far as hip-hop goes, I think hip-hop-wise, he's the embodiment of an MC bigger than Pac ever could closely be. There's nothing even close between those two.
It's so valid. That's really valid.
So why are we, even as a hip-hop site, you know what I'm saying, even though I know we don't win awards and shit like that, why did it take us this long, episode 106, to give Biggie some shine?
Because Germ wants to do it.
But
it's the answer. It's the answer. No, I do think about...
I can't hear nothing you saying right now if you're talking.
Yo, easy.
He might have got a call. Go ahead, Jerm. You've been quiet for a minute, man.
Oh, man. What was you talking about, fellas?
Welcome back, Jerm. We just rambling on about Biggie, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out what made you, I guess at this point, what made you say, hey, let's go ahead and do a Biggie episode after 105 episodes? What made you say, you know what, it's time for us to finally show Biggie some love?
Well, I mean, one, it was around the anniversary of his death and everything. You know, Biggie has always been one of my favorite rappers, and I was just sitting around listening to Biggie, and I was like, hey, man. And I made two posts on Facebook or some shit like that. And I said, we're going to do a Biggie episode on the ProCast. We're going to talk about 100% Biggie, man. And so, you know, because I really, like you said, I think he needs to, he deserves it because his body of work, man, was fucking awesome. He was a dope rapper, his influence. Jay-Z, his great protege, you know what I'm saying, you know, is the top rapper in the game. And I think that's saying something because that's somebody that came up through his system. And so, you know, we got to give him props for that. So all Jay-Z's success should go to Big. I mean, Jay-Z did a little work, but he did steal a lot of Biggie rhymes, and, you know, which is there's no crime in that. But, yeah, I'm all with it.
I think maybe Biggie's one of those artists that you kind of forget. I don't want to say, it's going to sound fucked up to say it that way, but I think we kind of forget how good he was until you press play. Like, once you press play, you're like, God damn.
And then some of the shit when he, like, the cameos was even dope. Like, when he jumped on, like, a 112 song or the song with him and Mary J. Blige or what else he... And some of his dope little cameos when he was just... Oh, come on, Sorry, right? This is
shit, his first one, his first cameo. The goddamn, we talked about this before. When he jumped on the Flavor in Your Ear remix, we was like, okay, wait a minute.
The Supercat song, man.
Oh, my God. Jerm digging way in there.
Yeah, man, like little stuff like that. When he jumped on the little tracks, man, you be like, man, come on, man. Biggie just laced it. You know what I'm
saying? Even when he jumped on 112 shit.
Yes.
It was like once you heard Biggie come in there, regardless of what the fuck he was saying, you was kind of like, all right, now I can really groove with this song. Like, niggas started breaking for the Biggie cameo. So you get a minute and a half into a song, 2 minutes in, and then Biggie come on. You was like, oh, this is my shit. Like, nigga, you just listened to another minute and a half of the song and you didn't give a fuck. Biggie came on and he was like, yeah, like that whole formula, kind of for a minute, that was kind of how you broke artists in. You saw him do cameo, 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 here's a song, here's an album. They don't even really do that shit no more. It's like one cameo or one single, and then they got 2-3 albums out, and we still don't know who the fuck they were. Biggie came on and kind of did it the blueprint way, I guess you could say it is, if you were going to put a style to it. That would be the blueprint of how to break a rapper in. A bunch of cameos, single, and then go.
And I think, too, we're talking about what we're not doing anymore. I also think you don't have a lot of cats anymore, you know, calling back the past, calling, you know, saying that, you know, I was influenced by Big, or even throwing a Big line, you know, a sample or anything in a song now. You know, I think cats now, you know, we really might be getting to a point now where dudes don't know Big. They didn't grow up on Big. Like, you got dudes now, if you ask who their favorite rappers are, you know, they might say Wayne is their favorite rapper. That's these cats now. Might say Wayne and all them cats, their favorite rapper. I think slowly you're finally starting to see this new generation of rappers not be connected to the 90s anymore.
I think depending on the rappers you're talking about, yeah, that's valid. Kendrick Lamar gave props to Big. Big Crit give props to Big. Joey Badass give props to Big. Like, those cats that we consider lyrical, I guess you could say, would give props to Big. But then the newer niggas, nah, they're not mentioning Big, but they also doing a bunch of shit that we don't really fuck with. So I don't know what the answer is to all that shit. I don't get it. Because we all like Big. We all got Biggie albums. We all play Big shit. But for some reason, maybe we just take it for granted. Like when Jordan was, nah, I can't even say when Jordan was playing because everybody was on Jordan nuts from day one. Who would be the closest comparison? Somebody that you kind of take for granted when they doing it.
Somebody whose career was cut short.
So I guess it'd be like Bo Jackson or Dion, maybe?
Ooh, Bo Jackson. That's a good one. That's a damn good one.
Because fucking Bo Jackson was amazing.
Yes.
Like, we were ready. Even I still want to put Bo Jackson up there when people talk about top running backs. I want to mention Bo Jackson because
he was his stats weren't amazing though.
Exactly. It's like,
He has like 2,000 yards for his whole career. You know, I'm just like.
But we watched it. You know, the eye test will deceive the fuck out of you.
Yeah, but then you look at the numbers, you be like, this nigga ain't do shit. Like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, his career was definitely cut short. He's kind of like, I guess Deion would be the best example, even though he gets a lot of props.
Whoa.
What's wrong?
Deion had a nice career, man. What you mean?
But no, that's what I was about to say. We always talk about his football career. We don't talk about the fact that he had a really good baseball career. Oh, the nigga was legit with baseball, so
I think he was a base stealer. That was his thing. I mean, batting average probably he probably was a lifetime 250 maybe. At the that might be his. I'm not gonna say he was a good athlete, and his athleticism got him by in baseball. Like he wasn't no good. He couldn't hit. You know what I'm saying? Baseball, you gotta be able to hit. Deion wasn't able to hit.
Would you say that he's a better athlete than Jordan?
No, because Jordan was the top at his sport at what he did. Deion wasn't the number one player in football. You know what I'm saying? He was, he was good in baseball. He went, he was he was like a, just an average, sub average baseball player, and he was a, a decent football player. You know, real good football player. But I can't compare him to Jordan. Now, Jordan from basketball to baseball, now that's a big fucking, he was garbage in baseball.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
This kind of goes back to the Tupac argument. Tupac was more diverse, but he put out a lot of bad shit. He put out a lot of songs that were horrible. So just because you put out more material, doesn't make you better. Because Jordan played baseball and basketball doesn't make him better than anybody else. Just because he did it. His baseball shit was fucking deplorable. Deion played well on both sides. He played great in football, and he was a serviceable baseball player. Great defensively.
Yeah.
Serviceable. I mean, there's some cats that's still in baseball right now that have no batting average. Yadier Molina finally learned how to hit, and it took him like 8 seasons. But he was the best catcher in baseball before that.
Okay, I agree with you, man. He probably was a better athlete. I give you that.
So, I just wonder why we kind of take him for granted and shit. It should have taken us 106 episodes to do just a Biggie shout-out. I know that.
Especially if three of the four of us said that he's our favorite rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we all fucked up. We should close the site.
Damn, let's close then.
We ruined.
It's the last one. The last hurrah.
So let's ask the question that everybody always likes to speculate. I'm going to start with you, John. If Biggie was around today, what would he be doing and who wouldn't be around?
Well,
be different, I guess is a better way to say that. I don't want to say who wouldn't be around.
I always wondered that. I wonder what Jay-Z had the impact he would have today if Biggie was around, because either they would have fell out, some riff would have became between, where Jay-Z would have been tired of being under Big, in the shadow of Big, so he might would have betrayed him on some Brutus and Julius Caesar shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Did Jerm just hit us with a goddamn Brutus and Julius Caesar reference?
I heard that shit like Jerm from Shakespeare now.
Did you ghostwrite that shit?
Oh, man.
No, Jerm, that's Jerm's brilliance. That's Jerm's brilliance.
100%. Hey, man, this nigga, the last two episodes, man, I don't know. Anyway, man, this nigga Jerm's trying to leave Nappy Afro.
Anyway, fellas, like I was saying, man, I think him and Big would have fell out, Jay-Z and Big would have fell out on some, because he would have been tired of being, Lil Caesar, and he wanted to move up in the world. Memphis Bleek, I don't know where he would have been in life. So it would have impacted a lot. Jay-Z definitely wouldn't have been mad to Beyonce if Big would have been alive.
Wait a minute. How would he stop that?
I mean, he just wouldn't have been like Beyonce wouldn't have fucked with him. She like, nah, nigga, you like a sidekick. Like, no. So, I mean, think about it. We wouldn't have Blue Ivy if Jay-Z and Biggie was still alive today. Like, the whole world would have been shifted off his fucking axis, nigga. Like, what we would have done? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, you know what? There's some validity to that because of the fact that as much as I love Reasonable Doubt, and I think Value One is probably in the top 3 Jay-Z albums, there is no like real crossover single until you get to Volume 2 with Annie, Hard Knock Life.
Yes.
Biggie didn't have a problem cross, you know, cranking out a crossover hit. So I think if Biggie was still around, I think Jared's right. There might not be a Jay-Z. We might not ever see Jay-Z finally, you know, pass the hump. You know, he probably would have been a serviceable, you know, put out a couple of gold albums. But
I think you're being
Jay-Z could have been Memphis Bleak.
I think you're being generous. I think Jay-Z would have been Kool G Rap.
Ooh.
Nobody outside of New York fucks with Kool G Rap. And Jay-Z would have been the same thing. He would have been the New York nigga. And that would have been cool, but you would have just been the New York nigga.
So I'm trying to think. There's no like pop single on, you know, you have Ain't No Nigga, but that you know, you couldn't play it on the radio for real. On Reasonable Doubt. And then you got, yeah, but and then you got
Wait a minute, what you mean you couldn't play that on the radio? That was it was a fucking movie hit.
I mean, but was it a huge crossover? I mean, you can put it on the radio, but was it a huge crossover hit? No.
It helped sell that whole fucking soundtrack.
I
remember the song before I even remember the soundtrack.
But I'm saying, I don't think he blows up. If we're talking about Jay-Z blowing up, I don't think Ain't No Nigga, that song helps him blow up and make him mainstream. Yes, it was on a movie soundtrack. Yes, I give it to you. But if we're talking about that and Sunshine, is his first two big, like, singles? Like, pop singles? I don't know.
I think we just removed from that moment. Them songs were fucking massive for his movement. Like, they even put put Foxy on.
Like, Sunshine?
No, nah, nah.
He's embarrassed by Sunshine.
I'm talking about Ain't No Nigga. Because that was on that, I can't remember what fucking album it was. It was some bullshit movie. That lets you know how big this shit was. The song is bigger than the goddamn movie soundtrack. But they helped put both of them niggas on. Like, this song was pretty fucking major. But I think there's some validity to that. You know, the way the songs were constructed, the way samples were done, all that shit was different before Biggie. And like I said, now people are still chasing the formula to how he did Ready to Die. They still trying to put together an album like Ready to Die. They had the crossover songs, they had the hardcore street songs, they had the little pop, they had the different subject matter that were able to spit a nice narrative from front to back. People still chasing that shit. And a lot of niggas ain't able to do it.
And speaking of formats, with no Biggie, if Biggie was here, people probably wouldn't do Sex Skits, because he would have done all of them.
Yeah, do y'all still listen to the fucking Sex Skit on Ready to Die?
That shit came on the other day. I had to run and fast forward it so quick, man, because I was just like, that is just, it's too much for me.
It is. Yeah, it's really a lot.
Do you think Biggie and Puff would have still been together? Like, you think that relationship would have panned out? Or you think Biggie would have, you know, went and him and Un, which, you know, Cam'ron, Biggie was like Cam'ron's first boss. So just think of that. Cam'ron and Biggie would have been together, nigga. That shit would have been awesome, man.
I think he would have still been with Pac, with Puff, only because he would have kept Puff in line. I think after Biggie was gone, Puff just kind of went, like, Bad Boy died. Let's be completely honest. Bad Boy was over. Because Puff started doing all kinds of weird bullshit. We got into the shiny suit era of ridiculousness. The nigga started running with May sleepy ass. It got real weird. He let a lot of mega stars and dope artists slip through his fingers because of just mismanagement shit. I think Biggie would have kept his ass in line.
But man, we had a great string of one hit wonders though, man.
Of course. That's what Biggie does, is that you wouldn't have a lot of these motherfuckers. A lot of these niggas wouldn't be eating.
Man, that would have been no Black Rob. That would have been no G-Dub. That would have been, oh man, we wouldn't have to see Dream. I mean, Total.
Oh, hey, man, I met them in person too.
When I think, no. Biggie helped Total come in with the Can't You See. I think him and Black Rob would have been a good connection. The Mace, I don't see Mace being around Bad Boy. I really don't.
That wouldn't have happened at all.
I don't think the Mace would have happened. Well, I don't know, because he was cool with Cam'ron and Mace, so that's probably, that would have worked out. Because Mace was an all right rapper, man. You know what I'm saying? He was all right. You know what I mean?
You can't have Mace spitting alone. Did they ever do, I wish we still had, you probably know, I mean, you on the quiz app too. Is there a song where they're even together at all at any point?
Talk about Mason Biggie?
Yeah. Did Puffy ever remix some shit to put them bastards together?
And besides, yeah, No Money, No Problems?
No Money, No Problems.
I forgot all about that fucking song. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't see that riding out.
I mean, you know, but like, I can see it because Mace. Yeah, Mace. Because niggas have started something, man. That's like Mace, one of Mace's best verses, man. Besides, you know, like the "Tell Me What You Want" and shit, but you know, that's different.
I mean, all them smooth, you know, bad boy tracks. I could have seen Mason, I could have seen the One More Chance other remix with Mace on it. That would have been pretty hot.
Yeah, maybe I'm just not sold enough on Mace like y'all are.
Forgot about
Mace. One of my favorite flows in hip hop. I ain't one of my favorite rappers, but I like the way he raps.
Yeah, that nigga's boring to me. I mean, even his first album was still good. I still know the bulk of that album. I think it just worked for him. I don't think it was a big thing. I don't know. But as far as Biggie goes, what do you think, would Biggie be at this point now, let's say he's, you know, he's still around, he's 40-some years old, would Biggie still just be a rapper, like, let's say, a LL Cool J? Or would he have his own empire and record label and all that shit that all the new rappers are trying to do now? Because, you know, Junior Mafia didn't happen.
I honestly think, and I hate to say this because he's my favorite rapper of all time, I don't think Biggie would have been that successful outside of music. I don't think he had, because for the most part, Puffy made that image. So I think he would have had a real hard time. He probably would have been working for Puff. He probably would have been like an AR or vice president of Bad Boy right now. But it wouldn't be his own shit.
I don't know if I can argue with that, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, but when he had his own label, like he had Junior Mafia was on his label, Cameron, Charlie Baltimore. You know, he had him a little team, you know, and I think he probably could have built on that team and had him a pretty good label, man. Because Biggie at that time, just think he didn't get to capitalize on that late 90s surge of selling albums. And, you know, just think about it. He probably could have locked New York down. You know what I'm saying? He probably would have sucked Jay-Z in under his little thing. You know, think about it. Like, he could have built him a little team. You know, he might have had Jay-Z, Lil' Kim. Was Lil' Kim, she his artist?
She was Puffs, but same difference. She would have went with Big.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I think she might have been who knows? Yeah, she was Puffs artist. Yeah. So, yeah, but yeah, I think he would have been a pretty good exec of his own. He would have had his own label. Undies probably would have jumped off, you know.
So then the question is, if he was good at, let's say, it sounds like we're saying he's good at spotting talent.
Yeah.
If he was good at that, why didn't any of them jump off?
He died.
But after he's gone, why didn't any of them jump off?
Because they depended too much on him. All the people that he surrounded himself, like they depended on him. He was like Michael Jordan. And they was like Scottie Pippen, and they just couldn't survive without him.
He's really killing Scottie Pippen right now. Second week in a row, Scottie Pippen's getting murdered.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just like they were better with him and without him, and then they suffered behind that. That's what I think.
God damn, man. What's your favorite? We said the top two Biggie songs. If you got what collaboration would you have to see Biggie on? Let's say you got a chance to make one collab with Biggie. It'd be Biggie and who?
Well, I mean, let's see, Biggie and Biggie and Redman do a song together.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I mean, we've heard him with Jay, yeah. We've heard him with Method Man, we've heard him with Bone Thugs, yeah. We've heard him with Kiss. We heard with the Locks. I mean, that's kind of hard. It had to be some kind of new cat. Like, who would I want to hear him now with?
Biggie and Kendrick would with probably Tupac. Destroy some shit.
He got a song with Tupac. Biggie and Kendrick. That would be a good one. I'm going to go with J. Cole and Biggie, man.
You, with Audio Ambien? You going to go with Audio Ambien and Biggie?
Call him Audio Ambien. That is just fucking... Yeah, for a nigga to like rock him and big him.
I didn't give him that name. I didn't give him that name. I like J. Cole. That's just a name that I heard from another show.
Oh, okay. You repeat it and you it sound like you co-signing it though. That's
no,
what
I'm just asking you because that's what the word on the street is that he makes duvet music. So I'm asking you just to clarify the statement.
Oh man, look at you, boy. Anyway, yes, all right. That'll be a collab I would like to see, man.
Maybe he can liven the guy up. How about that?
Fonte, I think he would do some dope shit with Fonte.
Fonte, man, like, see, that's like he might be too real for Biggie to rap with. Like, I don't think Biggie make reality rap. Like, he's still in that fantasy world. And you know, Fonte is he's just the reality rap king right now, man. Like, I don't understand, man. I think he fathered a lot of niggas' style right now. Like, the regular niggas, like, Fonte is the father of y'all niggas' style, man. So all the Kendricks, the Drakes, and the Kanye West, y'all owe that nigga Fonte, man. So I'm just gonna say it. I'm just gonna go on record and say that. And, you know, so all y'all niggas doing this regular rap, y'all need to pay homage to Fonte, man, because he started all this shit, man. But go ahead.
I can't argue with that at all, by the way.
Yeah, I'm saying.
GQ, who you got? Biggie and who? You think we've seen enough?
Like I said, I mean, the most natural response is, you know, the man he birthed is Jay-Z, but we've heard multiple songs with Jay and Big, you know, so I don't know. I think I'd like to see him out of his comfort zone a little bit with some Southern Cats. I'd like to see what he possibly do with, you know, maybe a Big Crit. Maybe go see what he would do with a UGK. Man, if you could, could you imagine the Pimp
God
C?
Damn.
Could you imagine Pimp C, Bun B, and Big on the track? That'd be dope.
God damn. How come no one said, Jerm, how come you didn't say Rick Ross?
Oh, man.
You said Rick Ross was the common day Biggie.
That would be a good, you're right. That would be a good, yes. Yes. Hey, I retract my statement. Sorry, J. Cole. I'm going to go with Ross and Biggie. That would be the best, like, you know, yes. It was all
right. This nigga turned around right on his own comment. He was like, oh, man, like, fuck that shit. He was like, you know what? Nah, that shit's perfect.
Yes, that is. That is fucking perfect. Like, that is good. That's the new, the down south Biggie with the up, the real Biggie. Like, yes.
So I guess we need to end up the show talking about verses. Which would be, goddamn, you could do a whole episode just on the verses. If you could think of offhand, maybe what's your favorite one or two Biggie lines, Biggie verses that you could think of, your favorite joints?
Can I go? Well, my favorite joint might be Long Kiss Goodnight. And the first verse, I make your mouthpiece obese like Della Reese. When that nigga come through with that one, nigga, I was just like, oh, shit. Nigga's like, blood rushing, concussions ain't nothing. Nigga's like, hey, he was just, hey, but that first verse, man, is sick, man. And then, I'm going to go with something from the first album because it was sick. But Long Kiss Goodnight, man, that's like one of my favorite verses, man, like from Biggie, man. That's the first verse. Oof, tough.
That was a bad motherfucker, man. GQ, what about you, man?
I gotta go with the first five bars from the what, man? I mean, that's a hard ass intro. I used to get feels on a bitch. Now I throw shields on the dick. Stop me from that HIV shit. And now they soft like a Twinkie feeling. Playing the villain. That was hard.
Man, for this rap killer.
Smalls
is the illest. The style is played out. Yeah,
but Arnold, and that what you talking about? Willis, the thrill is gone. The black Frank.
Hey, that's the thing about Biggie, though, right? Is when you start reciting his shit, you just ready to do the whole goddamn song.
Yeah. Yes, man.
Like when I was trying to think, when we got to this point in the outline, I was like, "What's my favorite Biggie verse?" And I found myself rapping whole fucking songs. Yes, warning, man. From start to finish, it's some of the illest shit ever.
Yes, man.
But goddamn, you got, like we talked about before, Notorious Thugs was a monster. I mean, the way he came in on that shit, kicking the door is another monster.
Suicidal thoughts, the way he started on that shit, man. Shit.
And now that I think about it, too, like,
I want to go to hell because I'm a piece of shit. It ain't hard to fucking tell.
God damn, it don't make sense
going.
That whole shit.
Goody.
That shit is. And we're going to get them
white. I don't like black Tim's and black hoodies. Gotta probably have you on some real shit. I'm sleeping all day. No getting my dick lit. Lounging with the goody. Lounging. In the paradise, fuck that shit. Like, throw guns and shoot dice.
But the funny thing is, though, like I said, my favorite was the first verse, but his last verse is even harder. Welcome to the center, honey, feel as deep in Naples. Center, cold as the pole in the winter. Like, that shit go hard.
Off of the events, I got this rap shit sold, and with my Mac unloads, I'm guaranteed another video. Ready to die, that's why I act this way. Pop Duke left Mom Duke, baggy things in the back way.
God damn, man. This shit was, and he was just like that with it. He was just like that with it, man. Biggie's a beast. I think I'm about to go on the next month and just play Biggie song.
Yes, man. Hey, we got some music on this episode, so all right, man.
We got the Biggie instrumentals playing in the background of this shitty recording. You know, anybody who listens to this episode of the Frocast, you're definitely Biggie supporters and Nappy Afro supporters, because Skype is hating on us. We got the instrumentals playing. It's a lot of dropouts, a lot of remixing. And since we don't edit, I'm not editing that shit out. That's just how it goes.
It's classic. It's classic Frocast, man.
Yes, man. This is just how we do, man. We the ratchetest website out there, man. We don't give a fuck. We record on goddamn broken equipment. All our microphones got duct tape on them. It's just how we do, man.
Probably why we don't win no awards, man.
Yeah.
But we for the people, man. Yeah. People's choice. That's our award.
They saying, to these motherfuckers by Mike, we ain't nominating them for shit.
Well, guess we won't get nominated, nigga. We're going to have 3,000 episodes of the podcast, and y'all going to be remembering us like we just did Biggie. Hey, when Nappy Afro was around, that was the dopest sight out. No shit. We told you. We tell you at the beginning of every podcast, every Frocast, we tell you. The dopest website ever.
Yeah.
We're letting it be known. If you're looking for good remixes, make sure you check out J Period's Biggie's. I think he did like two or three of them. March 9th remixes.
You said this guy's name is what?
J Period.
I know a guy with that same name. Anyway.
It's probably not that one, though. the Biggie Instrumentals, I got off of That Piff. You can just Google it, That Piff, Biggie Instrumentals. You can get all those different instrumentals that's playing right now. Mix them down, do what you need to. Make yourself a dope ringtone, but please don't try and rap over it. You're not going to do yourself any good. We about to wrap this joint up, man. Props to Be Easy for coming through. He had to run away and tend to the village of kids that he has. Let's give our shout outs, man. GQ, you got any shout outs you want to get this week?
Shout out to y'all, man, for holding the show down. I appreciate it. Y'all let me rock and do my thing, but still come back on the show. I do plan on being on the show more regular. I had to take care of some business in DC last week, but shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to my woman crush every day, Q. Hey, Q.
Hey, Q.
Well played, sir.
That's it, man.
Man, I tell you, man, if we ever release the lost episodes, anyway, man, go ahead, Jerm. Got any shout outs this week?
Man, shout out to the whole fam, man. About to embark on a 5-day journey. They're going to Washington, D.C. So I'm gonna be home alone for 5 days, and I don't know how I'm gonna make it.
Like I said,
so it's gonna be fun, but I'm gonna miss y'all. Just want y'all to know that. And I gotta find Friday Night Tykes, man, because goddamn, man, can't wait, man. The blowout, man, it happened, man. So shout out to the Outlaws, man. They kicked the fucking Colts ass, man. It was worse than Super Bowl 48 or whichever one just came on this past year, but yes. God damn, man.
Yeah, we didn't get our little Friday Night Tights talk in this week, man. But yeah.
Blue, you gotta watch the show, man. You gotta watch the show, Blue.
I'm gonna see what I can do and try to get it on.
Yeah, that shit needs
speaking to happen. Speaking of watching the show, Game of Thrones comes out in like 2 weeks.
Wow.
So no, I ain't got HBO yet, so you gotta hook me up with these sites, Jern.
Game of Thrones come out in 2 weeks?
It's come out this month. I know it come out in March.
I thought it came out in like April or May, but yeah, okay. Well, yeah, but I got you, man. Ain't no problem, because I don't have HBO either. But I have been watching True Detective. Watch that. So, shout out. That show's over. It's pretty good. Shameless. I'm in season 4 now. I've been caught up on that show. Beezy. Sorry. Like I said, he been trying to get me to watch the show forever, but I finally watched it. Pretty damn good show. But yeah, man, I'm not going to get to a TV episode right now. Sorry.
Oh, and shout out to my baby, my boo, Lupita Nyong'o for getting that supporting actress.
I heard they said lucky she wasn't Capital B Black, she wouldn't have won that award. That's what I was reading. Yes.
Hold on.
The lowercase B, capital B thing is like, hey, it's a real thing, people. Like it's
I feel like somebody wrote an article in it. Like Complex or somebody did a capital B, lowercase B Black.
Yes, like the shit is.
Where's our royalties at?
Yeah, I didn't start it. I'm a big proponent.
First I heard. As far as I'm concerned, you Columbus, nigga. That's the first I heard of is when you said it. So y'all stealing from Jern. until y'all prove otherwise.
Yeah, it's a big thing. It's a real thing, though, people. So, you know, like, you know, yeah. But it was like, because she's not, you know, she's African. She's African descent, but born in Mexico and went to an Ivy League school. And she's this, you know, she's not, you know, uppercase B black. And that's why she won the award. It was like, she would have been like Taraji P. Henson. She wouldn't have won that shit. You know what I'm saying? So. Mm.
Before I forget, I do have a serious shout out. I gotta say RIP to Jameena Cruz and Carrie Benson. I went to undergrad with them at U of L, and then I knew Carrie in high school, and they both passed last week while I was gone. So I want to say RIP to them.
Hey, peace.
Yeah, for real. Shout outs this week for me. My shirts is doing well, man. I'm gonna have to start on another run of shirts, man. Simply Dope Creative is doing all right with these shirts, man. Make sure you holler at me on the website, simplydopecreative.com, and you'll get some real details about the shirts and shit there. The Xbox died. Rest in peace to my Xbox. I had to go ahead and re-up, man. I'm on the next generation shit.
You got the one?
Yeah, I got the one, man.
Okay, it's all right. I feel bad for, like, you know, feeling bad for him now. Man, he went out there and copped the one in like 2 weeks, man. Come on, man. He ain't suffer, man. Come on, man.
I did suffer, man. When I had to get him that money, that shit hurt.
Tax season's all right, man. The tax man, you just left H&R Block with your little green card. You swipe that shit. Nigga, don't front, man.
Hey, it's all right to man, though.
I ain't seen it.
All right, got the belt now. You got the big gold belt, and you got the Xbox One. You the man right now.
He got a belt, too?
Yeah.
It's not the legit shit, though. So I saw it on eBay. So that's the story. Is the listing said that it was the belt with the metal plates. If you buy belts, there's three different grades. They have the commemorative belt, which has the acrylic plates, the plastic. Then they have the next step up, which is the adult belt, which has got metal plates. And then they have the adult deluxe, which is the top of the line shit that's going to cost you like $600 to $700. This belt said the metal plates. So I thought it was the middle one, which I would have been cool with. But when I looked at it, it was kind of beat up. So I had to do the replacement of the jewels on it and shit. And then when I got it, it was something totally different. It cost me $40 on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
So the bid was up for $200. I bid $150. He accepted $150. I went back and looked at the ad. And I was like, yo, nigga, you said it was missing one. It's missing like 18 jewels on this bitch. He's like, all right, well, then if you want it, you can keep it for $40. I was like, for 40, I ain't losing. So I go ahead and get it. And then I get it. And the first thing I saw when I got the package, I'm ready to lug this bitch home. I pick up the package and it's hella light. I was like, here we go. The jig is up. I mean, this shit should not be this light, dog. Like, I'm able to spin this bitch on one finger. This is not. Nah. So, yeah, it's the acrylic. It does look good. I did go ahead and put the jewels back on it. But it's not the legit shit like I want. So. It did make me think about, like, what the fuck does B-Eazy do? Because he's got a legit belt. He's got the metal plates. What do you do with the belt? I don't know.
You wear it everywhere. I don't take that thing with me everywhere.
He has it in a little burlap sack. He keeps it in, like, a little gray little burlap sack. That shit funny. Because I was just like, man, I took it home one day, man. Because I didn't borrow this belt, man. Because I was just like, man, this shit was the real deal belt, man. This shit is awesome. But it's not the Ric Flair. It's not the NWA championship belt. Like, that's the one you got.
I got the Ric Flair belt.
Okay. Damn.
So the only way you can tell it's different is if you touch it.
Okay. Damn.
Looking at it, you can't tell. So, yeah. I got it for $40.
So I already got his taxes back, man. He flexing on them niggas, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
And the white caddy, too.
I know, right? You know, he probably got some new J's on his feet and shit, man.
Never. That's not going to happen. Props to Xbox One for having the Titanfall launch party and Titanfall not working for the entire first day. I appreciate that. It's nothing like spending $400 and not being able to use your shit. I appreciate y'all.
I mean, it's other games you can play, so, right? You don't have
to. Not on Xbox One. You can't play shit.
Why?
Because it needs to have any updated shit. You got to have a connection. And I couldn't sign in the Xbox Live, so I couldn't play shit. Like Madden, I was playing with the default rosters.
Oh, okay. What's Titanfall, if I may ask?
It's a shooter.
Okay.
You get to jump with the big-ass robots. It's supposedly like Game of the Decade.
Oh, so you're saying Xbox Live was down?
For Xbox One people.
Oh, wow.
So if you had an Xbox 360, you didn't know the shit was down. If you had an Xbox One, you couldn't sign into your shit for the first day.
Wow. And
most of the people that signed on were playing because they got the Titanfall. They basically gave the game away because the Xbox One is $4.99. The Titanfall launch was $4.99 plus the game. So you got the game for free. But I couldn't use that bitch for the first day. So, yeah, props to y'all for that shit. Props to Biggie for being the dopest. Like I said, man, we're going to ride out to some Biggie at the end of this. Y'all been hearing the instrumental. We're going to play some Biggie at the end. We're going to get into some Warning, of course. We're going to get into some Kick in the Dough. And
Unbelievable.
And some Unbelievable. We're going to wrap that up for you, man. This has been episode 106 of the Frocast. DappyAfro.com with Saul Wright, King Germs, GQ Blue, and Be Easy signing off. We will holler at y'all in the next episode. We out. Peace.
Peace. Ooh, that was a rough one.
I mean, that shit was goddamn.
NappyAfro.com.
Who the fuck is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning, crack of dawning, now I'm yawning, wipe the cold out my eye, see who's this paging me and why, it's my nigga Pop from the barbershop, told me he was in the gambling spot and heard the intricate plot, a niggas wanna stick me like flypaper neighbor, slow down love, please chill, drop the caper, remember them niggas from the hill up in Brownsville that you rolled dice with, smoke blunt and got nice with? Yeah, my nigga Fame up in Prospect. Nah, them my niggas, nah, love wouldn't disrespect. I didn't say them, they schooled me to some niggas that you knew from back when you was clocking minor figures. Now they heard you blowing up like nitro, when they wanna stick the knife through your windpipe slow. So, thank Fame for warning me, cause now I'm warning you. I got the Mac, nigga, tell me what you gonna do.
Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper. Damn. Niggas wanna stick me for my paper. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper.
They heard about the Rolexes and the Lexus with the Texas license plates out of state. They heard about the pounds you got down in Georgetown, and they heard you got half Virginia locked down. They even heard about the crib you bought your mom up Florida, the fifth corridor.
Call the coroner. It's gonna be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing if my burglar alarm starts ringing. What you think all the guns is for? All-purpose war, got the Rockwellers by the door, and I feed them gunpowder so they can devour the criminals trying to drop my decimals. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my cream, and it ain't a dream, things ain't always what it seems. It's the ones that smoke blunts with ya, see your picture, now they wanna grab their guns and come and get ya. Bet your Biggie won't slip. I got the calico with the black talons loaded in the clip, so I can rip through the ligaments, put the fuckers in the bad predicament where all the foul niggas went. Touch my cheddar, feel my Beretta. Fuck when I'ma hit you with your motherfuckers, better duck. I bring pain, blood stains on what remains of his jacket. He had a gun, he should've packed it, cocked it. Extra clips in my pocket, so I can reload and explode on your asshole. I fuck around and get hardcore. C4 to your door, no beef no more, nigga. Feel the rough, scandalous. The more weed smoke I puff, the more dangerous. I don't give a fuck about you or your weak crew. What you gonna do when Big Papa come for you? I'm not running, nigga, I bust my gun in. Hold on, I hear somebody coming.
I got to talk, I gotta tell what I feel. I gotta talk about my life as I see it.
Biggie. This goes out to Biggie. You. Biggie. This goes out to you and you and you.
Biggie.
And you.
Biggie.
This goes out to you. This goes out to
Biggie.
You.
Biggie.
This goes out to you and you. You, your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willie's thugs and rapper dons. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, Don Dada. Fuck Papa, you got to call me Francis M.H. White intake like toast, tote iron. Was told in shootouts, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady, Frankie baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You
you should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to all G's with O's I never seen before. So, Jesus, get off the notorious. Us before I squeeze and bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate, you better get who sent you. You still pedal shit. I got more rides than Great Adventure.
Biggie, how are you gonna do it? Do it.
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. On your mark, get set. When I spark, you wet. Look how dark you get when you're marked for death. Should I start your breath or should I let you die? In fear, you start to cry. Ask why. Lyrically, I'm worship. Don't front the word sick. You cursed it, but rehearsed it. I drop unexpectedly like bird shit. You herbs get stuck quickly for royalties and show money. Don't forget the publishing. I punish them. I'm done with them, son. I'm surprised you run with them. I think they got cum in them, cause they nothing but dicks. Trying to blow up like nitro and dynamite sticks. Mad, I smoke hydro, rock diamonds, that's sick. Got paid off my flow, rhyme with my own clip. Take trips to Cairo, laying with your bitch. I know you praying you was rich, fucking prick. When I see you, I'ma kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. This goes out for those that choose to use disrespectful views on the king of NY. Fuck that, why try? Throw bleach in your eye. Now you're brailing it. Snatch that light shit, I'm scaling it. Conscience of your nonsense. In 88, so more powder than Johnson and Johnson. Tote steel like Bronson. Vigilante, you wanna get on, son? You need to ask me. Ain't no other kings in this rap thing. They siblings, nothing but my children. One shot, they disappearing. It's ill when MCs used to be on cruddy shit. Took home, ready to die. Listen, study shit. Now they on some money shit. Successful out the blue. They lightweight. Fred Jilly, my 9 milli make the white shake. That's why my money never funny. And you still recouping. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Biggie Smalls is the illest. What? Biggie Smalls is the illest. Live from Bedford Stuyvesant, the livest one. Representing BK to the fullest. Gats I pull it, bastards ducking when Big B bucking. Chicken heads be clucking in my back room fucking. It ain't nothing, they know Big B handling. With the Mac in the actor paneling. Bandaging MCs, oxygen they can't breathe. Mad tricks up the sleeve, wear boxes so my dick can breathe. Breeze through in the Q45 by my side. Lyrical high, and those that brushes my clutches get put on crutches. Get smoked like Dutches from the master. Hate to blast ya, but I have to. You see, I smoke a lot. Your life is played out like Farm A and them fucking polka dots. Who rock the spot? Biggie, you know how the weed go. Unbelievable. Rappers can't sleep, need sleeping. Big keep creeping, bullets heat sinking. Casualties need treating, dumb rappers need teaching. Lesson A, don't fuck with B.I. That's that, oh I thought he was whack, oh come now. Why y'all so dumb now? Hunt me or be hunted. I got 357 ways to simmer saute. I'm the winner all day. Lights get dimmer down Biggie's hallway. My forte causes Caucasians to say he sounds demented, call weed scented. If I said it, I meant it. Bite my tongue for no one. Call me evil or unbelievable. Smalls is the killer.
Jumps out the sunroof of Lexus coupes, leave no witnesses. What you think this is? Ain't no amateurs here. I damage and tear. MCs fear me. They too near not to hear me. Clearly, I'm the triple beam dream. 1,000 grams of uncut to the gut. It seems fucked up the way I touched up the grill. Trying to play gorilla when you ain't no killer. The gas by your liver, your upper lip quiver. You're ready to die. Tell God I said hi. Throw down some ice for the nicest MC. Niggas know the steelo, unbelievable.